there's a lot at stake for Major League umpires this year. They've already taken a 50% pay cut last month and could be without their salaries altogether if no games are played in 2020. A year without baseball will not only break Ted Barrett's bank, but will break his heart too. Ted's a big league umpire. He's been working at this craft since 1994. Right now, he and his colleagues are on the sidelines because of COVID-19. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for all the info you need and can quickly, safely give to support the show at WWIB.com. Ted Barrett, back with me today. He has been a part of 23 playoff series, 4 World Series, and has called 2 perfect games in his career. In fact, one of those was with a recent Sports and Commentary guest, former Chicago White Sox starting pitcher Philip Humber. We'll talk more about his career coming up. But first of all, Ted, welcome from your home there in Arizona. You guys, back in December, as a union, signed a new contract with Major League Baseball. And part of that agreement is to try out the automated strike zone, the so-called robot umpire. Tell me about that.
Well, it's, you know, that's been a big change of ours. And, you know, what we did do is agree to, not for its use, but for them to kind of explore it. And we figured, you know, you can't stop technology. The system's not ready yet, but I think it will be one day. And so we wanted to be a part of developing that and having a say in how that's used. So we agreed to that. And they were going to use it this year in the Florida. Last year they used it in the Arizona Fall League. And next year they're going to this season they're going to use it in some of the ballparks in the Florida State League. And we're just going to be able to check out the results of that, get the feedback from the minor league guys on how it's used, and we'll see where it goes. We're living in an automated world, and I think eventually that'll happen in baseball, but that's probably not going to happen in my career.
Yeah. So, do you eventually maybe see baseball played entirely without umpires?
Oh, no. They're always going to need umpires. They'll always need umpires. You know, when they used it in the Atlantic League, which is an independent league last year, and then the Fall League, they were just automated strike zone would say ball or strike. But they're always going to need a guy back there to call fair, foul, safe, out, hit batter, all the things that this right now, the automated strikes are only, that's the only thing they could do is call balls and strikes. Always going to need guys on the bases. So there's always going to be an umpire. A robot can't do what we do, but if technology can assist us in getting things right, then I think we need to at least explore that.
Yeah, and right now a robot can't throw managers out of a ball game. So you're going to need real people doing what you guys do. You've been a big league umpire since 94, and I'd like to know how you got into this biz. How did you get the umpiring bug that bit you, Ted?
Yeah, again, great question. That's, when I was 14, I had a friend who was going to umpire a little league game, and he asked if I'd go with him and help him, which, you know, you think about that, there was no training, nothing. Went out there and umpired. And umpiring is one of those things that when you do it, you either love it or you hate it. And I've seen it go both ways. For me, I loved it. I loved being out there. And so when I first did that game with no training, it was like I wanted to learn more. I wanted to do more. Of course, at that age, I'm still playing everything, football, basketball, baseball, and boxing. I mean, any sport I could play. But I always liked the officiating side of it. As I got older, started to do a little more officiating. And when I got into college, I played football at Cal State Hayward, and I had to get a job in the off season, and for my a car and insurance and gas money. And, my friends were, they were flipping burgers, or they were, working at a fast food place or any place they could get a job. And I was umpiring high school baseball games and doing 2-3 games a week. And I thought, man, this is awesome. I'm outside. I'm part of the game. I'm having fun. I'm making umpire friends. And moving up to higher levels. And I thought, man, wouldn't it be cool to do this for a living? And I met a couple of guys that were minor league umpires, and they said, hey, you should go to umpire school. You really have a shot at this. And I did, and I got a job, and the rest, as they say, is history. But, I think now I've got other friends that went out to umpire, and they're like, forget this. I'll never do this again. And so I think you either love it or hate it. And my son's followed in my footsteps. One son loved it. He's at the AA level now, hoping to get back out there and get promoted to AAA. And my other son, he did it, and he said, yeah, this isn't my cup of tea. So that's kind of my roots were back into Little League. And, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for my friend that asked me to go out and work with him.
Yes. All right, I think coming up we'll have you expand on the journey for umpiring for you. You just don't start at the big league level. And we'll talk about that climb up to MLB. Ted Barrett, our guest today, veteran Major League umpire. Thanks for coming back, and we'll talk again with you very soon. God bless you.
Okay, you too, Greg. Thank you.